Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for January 20th of 2024. I'm Pat Johnston. By the time you listen to this week's musing, the Donald Trump regime part two will have officially started. I've been spending time reading commentary from many liberals and progressives that I follow on social media to kind of gauge how people are feeling on this day. And, you know, you have some who are choosing to just flat out ignore this entire farce out of a need for self-preservation or maybe a self-cleansing, whatever. And I get that. And I refuse to watch myself. I refuse to watch the same guy give his inaugural address in the Capitol Rotunda, where he sent his MAGA cult to attempt an insurrection of our democracy, causing violence, injuries, and death to Capitol police officers just 4 years ago. It makes me literally ill to watch all of the corporate news networks use those generic patriotic music beds with images of a stoic Donald Trump as they promoted their coverage throughout the weekend of Dear Leader's supposed historic inauguration. Until I understood, of course, how this is an example of how the corporate news networks are showing us how giddy they are that they helped get their guy back in office. So I understand ignoring him on this date and perhaps turning your attention on this being Martin Luther King Day, a man who fought against everything that MAGA stands for. I applaud New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for snubbing this event, saying that she refuses to celebrate rapists. And that's the correct stance that every Democratic politician should be taking today when it comes to this entire farce. Sadly, though, it's not. President Trump and First Lady Jill Biden stuck by protocol by hosting the Trumps at the White House today before the farce officially began. It's something that the Trumps failed to do for the Bidens, and that includes attending Joe Biden's inauguration, and it's yet another example. DC Democrats appear to people on a daily basis. It's weak because it serves up mixed messages to Americans, and particularly those who vote for Democrats. I mean, for years, they've been told that Donald Trump and MAGA are a threat to this nation's foundation. In one of his final acts as president, Joe Biden gave a preemptive pardon to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the January 6th Congressional Committee, General Mark Milley, and others. President Biden granted those pardons because he and everyone else in the country knew that both Trump and his MAGA Republican majority in Congress were trying to get those who dared oppose their dear leader. Yet, despite doing all that, Biden and all of these other Democratic Party officials are taking part in this entire farce today? What happened to the threat of democracy? Biden talked about tech bro oligarchs taking over the political process and the dangers that it brings to a functioning democracy in his farewell address. Yet, Democratic leaders are joining these same tech bro billionaire oligarchs in this farce today? That's why I have to tell you, I have no time for those calling for a resistance 2.0 this time around. No, I don't have time for those people this time, because unless we're going to change the messengers inside the Democratic Party for leaving so many vulnerable people fending for themselves for the next few years, there's nothing a weak resistance movement can do to stop what's about to happen to millions and millions of Americans. The Democratic Party leadership propped up the tech bro oligarchs for years, who then left them out to dry as they backed Donald Trump. The Democratic Party leadership is already bending the knee by joining the MAGA Republican majority in Congress and passing the Laken Riley Act, an act that's just the first step in attacking the immigrant community. And Democrats like Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are saying over and over again that we need bipartisanship now more than ever. What? Ask Joe Biden and the Democrats in D.C. how the voters paid them back for passing the, quote, bipartisan Infrastructure Act, an act which received scant Republican support while being pushed through by Democrats. Ask them how well they did by putting that word bipartisanship with it rather than the Democratic Infrastructure Act. Until we change leadership on the local and county levels where the fight for real populist progressive change happens faster, and until we change state leadership to do the same, MAGA Republicans will enjoy many more victories with or without Trump, and the oligarchs backing MAGA will grab complete power in just a matter of years. Hey, you've been warned. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.